This is Dads Versus Men with Emily Walworth. I'm going to be covering for So Young's Her Variety show for the next 2 months while she's away. The show, Dads Versus Men, is going to be a variety show as well. Every show I'll have recurring segments, and then maybe have some interviews or music. One of the recurring segments will be a 15-minute radio play series called Trapped by writer M. Whitford, who works at the Women's Center for Creative Work with me. Another of those segments will be my high art segment, which is a recording of my friends interpreting museum art while high. Today's segment is relatively short. It's like a trailer of sorts, so I'll start with that, and next time will probably be a little bit longer. So for this segment of high art, we went to LACMA with a few people, my friends Max, Clara, Laura, and Hannah. We smoked Max's weed at Clara's house, and went to LACMA, and Hannah did the recording and decided not to speak at all. So I'm going to play that right now.
Is this true?
What would you call this piece?
In labor. Because labor is about anticipating the baby. And then we were just talking about birth and death in labor.
So what do you think the overalls mean? Or do you think that that was how it was held up?
Come again?
The overalls.
Oh. The overalls. I don't know this. I don't think those are overalls.
I think they are. Besides, whoa! I didn't even see the face.
It's supposed to be an elephant. They probably, that's so strange. They probably have no idea.
It's like
it looks like a dragon.
Yeah.
The eyes are strange. Are they like glass?
What would you say these cranes are feeling right now?
Well, I think they're all really dealing with different things. As individuals, they're kind of both, they're all like kind of going through their own shit, obviously. You know, this one's flew the coop. That one's like, what are you doing, man? The other one has no idea what's going on. So. They're all not on the same page.
Well, they are on the same page.
This is true.
It's like that one though in the middle. It's like, you know how when people like zone out and you can't tell whether they're like really sad or like really tired, but like they kind of look like they like.
Are you talking about the pensive one?
Yeah, and he's like staring into like the abyss.
And his eyes have glazed over too. Yeah.
You gotta wonder how long he's been doing that.
Yeah.
Like just hours.
He's probably stoned.
Staring.
It's an elephant.
It kind of
looks like a stone wiener dog.
It's a
combination of a wiener dog and elephant.
Yeah.
With some small, like, French bulldog in it.
Oh, yeah, because it's really, it's, like, hefty.
It's hefty, and it's definitely got
it
some
meat on
it. It
reminds me of that, like, dragon in, like, The Neverending Story. Doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, Falcor.
Falcor, yeah.
Yeah. So, it seems to be, it's a little, yeah, it's a little sculpture made out of iron or some hard, not very easily malleable material.
Right. Should we move?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, we've made it.
Taking
like
it piece by piece.
This one's so
like
old,
so great.
This guy's like having taking a huge shit while he's trying to fight a dragon.
Wait, where do you see this?
Look at that face.
Oh.
Where's the poop? Where is it?
Hi, my name's Laura, and I'm just gonna like fill you in on exactly the kind of the fashion of us as museum goers, as donors. Yeah, so I don't think that explained it. anyways, but we're all wearing a variety of shoes today. They're all really different from each other, and that wasn't planned. But I think we're doing really well on that front. Stay tuned for more updates. Kristen Wiig baby hands.
Yeah,
that's exactly what it is. And baby feet, too.
Wow. Where she's like, hugs. With no fingers, the fingerless girl who just wants a hug.
She's like, eh.
Can't walk.
She has
like no face.
Yeah. And it looks like she has two like little feet dangling down on the side.
Feet hair.
So gross.
Sweet hair.
It looks so cartoony.
Yeah, it looks like a cat from
it's like
Cats.
Yeah,
like one of the Siamese cats.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it's all faded.
Not old.
It's like faded in both ways.
Yeah,
like faded paint and like, look at those eyes.
Yeah,
stoned as fuck.
I feel like this person had never actually seen an elephant, and it was just someone who wrote him like a letter, being like, "So this is what an elephant looks like." And he was like, "Okay, I'm ready. I'm gonna make this sculpture."
Three sages tasting vinegar.
Theater voice.
Theater voice. The three teachings are one. On. I'm sorry, okay,
no
ready? The three teachings.
So that was a little trailer for High Art. That segment happened to be in the Japanese pavilion. Where none of us were very inspired about the art. But anyways, I just wanted to say thanks again to Hannah for doing the audio recorder and lending us the Zoom and, you know, just being there. So, yeah, I'm going to play some music and then move into M. Whiteford's play.
Just because you care. spring. Your voice is soft like summer rain, and I cannot compete with you, Jolene. He talks about you in his sleep, and there's nothing I can do to keep from crying when he calls your name, Jolene. Understand how you could easily take my man, but you don't know what he means to me, Jolene. Jolene, 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 I'm begging of you, please don't take my man, Jolene. Decide to do, Jolene.
For me to hear.
Next is the second episode in the radio play series Trapped by writer M. Whiteford. The title of this episode is The Gentleman.
Hello? Anyone out there? Can anyone hear me? I locked myself in. I let the door close behind me. I think the heat made it expand, and now it's stuck. Hello? Oh, I think that's the neighbor boy, Colin. Colin, up here. Oh, I don't think he can hear me.
Here, let me try this. I'll toss something out the window and see if it gets his attention.
Who are you? Where'd you come from?
I've been here all along. You didn't see me? I've been right beside you the entire time. Are you sure? I certainly didn't notice. Of course I'm sure. Otherwise, I wouldn't know my own place in this world. Are you implying that I don't know my own existence? Calm down. Calm down. Now is not the time to get worked up. We're in this together now, whether we were in it together from the start or not. There is no or not. Pardon? You're asking me to decide between no and not? That's a tough one. No implies another choice I am denying, and only one other choice, that being yes. And not, well, not implies that there are many other choices, or that there could be many other choices, or just one. One can't be sure. Not could also be a state of mind or being. I am not this or not that, but it doesn't necessarily mean I am something else entirely either. Not feels more open. I choose not. What in the world are you talking about? You are asking me about the existence of no and not. No. No, I believe you misheard me. I was telling you there is no or not pertaining to my being here earlier with you. Before you noticed me. Because quite certainly I was here. So it's a resounding yes. I was here. I really have no clue what you're talking about. Let's move on to the task at hand. We are stuck up here. No one can hear us, and we have work to do. Oh, now that there is work to do, you acknowledge my existence. Yep, of course. Two heads are better than one. How did you know I have two heads? It's an expression. Oh, you have two heads? It's a riddle. What creature has two heads and one tail? A griffin? No, no, think again. A real creature. I haven't a clue. A human holding a penny. A penny, you see, has one head and one tail. And a human has one head, adding up to two heads and one tail.
Brilliant! Tell me another. I love riddles.
I'm afraid that's the only riddle I know.
I'm afraid, too. That door closed behind me and it suddenly became so very dark. I can't see my hand in front of my face. Is my hand in front of my face? I can't tell.
Let me see. Oh, I can't see either. But I'm sure your hand is in front of your face. What were you doing up here anyway?
Looking for something.
What for?
Because I felt like looking for something.
Let me be more clear. For what were you looking for? Let
me be more clear. I don't remember. That went dark along with the light.
Say, are you a gambling man?
Yes, I love all games. Vint et Un is my favorite.
Good. Shall we play Vint et Un to pass the time?
Time isn't passing, and it won't pass. It simply is. This present becomes my past, and that past becomes my present, and so forth. Like a carousel, or a cuckoo in a cuckoo clock. There will always be a 1 a.m. every day, and a 2 a.m., and a 3 a.m., and so forth.
Round and round, I see what you mean.
Oh, I wish I could see. It's very lonely in the dark.
Meaning, I understand what you mean is what I meant to say.
Do you still want to play Fiend et Oud? You piqued my interest.
Yes, I'll shuffle and deal. Hit me. I'm taking one, too.
You can't look at what you're taking. Besides, the one card is the best card.
No, no, I'm taking a card as well, not the one card.
Oh, sorry. I understand. Sorry for getting worked up. I just take all games very seriously.
Would you like another card?
Yes, please. Hit me.
I'm holding.
Me as well.
Show your hand.
What do I have? I can't see. Did I win?
I didn't think of that. I can't see either. Let's call it a draw.
Deal! Good game, good game. Shall we play another round?
Yes, yes. Best 2 out of 3. You deal this time.
You want another card?
Yes, hit me.
I'll take a card also.
Hit me again.
Same.
Again.
Same. Same.
Again.
Same. Same.
Again. Same.
Same.
Again.
Same.
Okay, I'm holding.
Great. Show your hand.
Did I beat you?
I can't tell. I can't see, remember?
Oh, yes, of course. Another draw. That means a tie game. Well done, well done.
I used to do this for a living, you know.
Get locked in attics?
No, no. I was a gangster. You know, a gambler, a shark, a wise guy.
You don't say. Me too.
Get out!
No, it's true. I worked out of the Bethnal Green Station. I started as a simple one-card Monty hustler, worked my way up into the local crew.
Bethnal Green? No way. Me too.
My God, could it be? Arthur!
Mauricio!
How in the world did you get up here? I thought you were whacked years ago.
No, no, you've got it wrong. It was a corrupt cop that did me in. Covering up the side business, you know? The brothel.
Oh, yeah, now I remember. How in the world are you?
Oh, I've been better. I'm stuck in this attic, and there doesn't seem to be anyone coming for a while. How have you been? How's the old gang?
I wouldn't know. Last thing I remember is going into a meeting with the boss's main man. What was his name?
Sam?
Saul?
Steve?
Sylvester?
Seamus?
Sean?
Seelan.
Seelan, yes. Last thing I remember, I'm going to meet Seelan for lunch. A nice little Plowman's and a dark ale, and boom! Here I am, stuck in a box, stuck in an attic.
Say, what was the name of Seelan's mistress? The one with the beautiful ass.
Catherine. Catherine, the mustachioed madam.
She was a hairy beast. Was she your Eastern European or something?
I think so. From the Ukraine, I believe.
Hardy folk, all that cabbage.
Yeah, that'll do it to you. My old lady would boil her cabbage to death alongside her potatoes. A nasty cook she was. Is? Was. Is.
Is, I believe. Last I heard, she was still cooking for the whorehouse.
What? I won't stand for that. No wife of mine is going to be involved in any whorehouse.
She isn't your wife anymore, I'm afraid. She and old Bob got married 3 months after you got whacked.
Whacked?
Yeah. What did you think that meeting with Seelan was all about? Discussing which curry house is the best?
Well, that would explain a lot of things. The fading memory, the time becoming a cuckoo clock, like you say.
Oh, well, how will we get out of here? Is that neighbor boy still around?
Maybe. I can't see. Neighbor boy, are you there? If you are out there and can hear me, shout back.
Well, maybe he just doesn't hear us, but he is still there. Should we try throwing a thing, like you suggested?
I suggested throwing a thing?
Yes, a long time ago, some time ago, we were doing something, and you suggested getting someone's attention by throwing something.
And then what happened? Do go on, I just love stories.
Oh, well, I forget all the details, but I think we threw a thing, and the neighbor boy saw it land at his feet, and he looked up. He finally heard our shouts and came to our rescue.
Hooray, we've been saved.
Oh, what a relief. I can hardly breathe in here up here.
Let's celebrate with some curry.
Fantastic. What's your favorite spot?
Again, that was Trapped, a radio play series by writer M. Whiteford. And that episode was The Gentleman.
Nobody ever loved me like he done me. The way he done me, he done me good. I guess nobody ever really done me the way he done me. He done me good. Don't let me down. Don't let me down.
I'm in love for the first time, and I know it's gonna last. It's a love that lasts a lifetime. It's a love that has no past. Don't let me down.
Just keep on. Woo! You see, I go by the name of kind of Louis Vuitton Don. I'm with my homegirl, who need to hook me up with some of her homegirls. Yeah, Janet Jackson. We back, baby. Oh.
So many said we love and love like this, but they never felt your kiss. How could your touch can be so? Many of days I faced the pressure to walk away.
I'm sorry, I have foreign cars and houses, I have porno stars and spouses. You try and stab one like Jack the Ripper, I was trying to stab two like Jack the Tripper. My nigga Tone been locked for a minute, he come home, he from the street, he don't want us to scrippers. And I'm a big tip, I don't even be tripping. This my first real Rolex, I don't even be ticking. This my first pair of earrings, I can wear in a shower without I'm clowning up in a half an hour. So that basically mean my paper getting mean. Basically mean I'm into better things. I was an addict of cheating, but I stopped for sure. You an addict, you go with Janet Jackson, you cured.
Got 5 minutes left. This has been Dads versus Men, my first K-Chung radio show ever. But yeah, I've done KSPC and things, but this has been my first K-Chung set. And yeah, hope you liked it. Before I go, I wanted to do a quick plug or shout out to Roll, which is a movie that a bunch of my friends and I have been working on for the past like 5 months or so. It's a documentary about adult skate night at Skate Express, which is a roller rink in Chino. And so anyways, they've been working really hard on it, especially the past few months, editing and trying to get a new cut together, because Sunday night, during adult night at the rink, they're going to be screening it on the rink. So at 7:45 at Skate Express in Chino, they will screen Roll, the documentary about adult night, which is, it's just such a cool little short documentary. It's probably about 10 minutes, but you can go out and see it and then go roller skate while it's just playing in the background. It should be a really fun night. Really cool people there. Amazing, amazing skaters. Just a really cool community. Anyways, so if you don't have anything else to do Sunday night, check out Roll at Skate Express at 7:45. My friends Hannah and Isabel and Nate and Riley helped make it. Anyway, so play 3 more minutes of songs and then I'll see you in 2 weeks.
I'm with this complexion. Two steps. Complexion don't mean a thing. This is solo live. Ooh, complexion. Two steps. It all feels the same. It's a solo vibe.
Dark is the midnight hour, her bright is the morning sun. Give a fuck about your complexion, I know what the germ is done. Sneak me through the back window, I'm a good field nigga. I made a flower for you out of cotton just to chill with you. You know I go the distance, you know I'm 10 toes down. Even if Massa listening, cover your ears, he bout to mention
complexion.
Two steps.
Complexion don't mean a thing.
This is all a lie.
It all feels the same.
It's a solo vibe.
Dark is the midnight hour, her bright is the morning sun. Brown skinned, but your blue eyes tell me your mama can't run. Sneak me through the back window, I'm a good field nigga. I made a flower for you out of cotton just to chill with you. You know I go the distance, you know I'm 10 toes down. Even if Massa listening, I got the world attention. So I'ma say something that's vital and critical for survival of mankind. The feline color should never rival. Beauty is what you make it. I used to be so mistaken by different shades and faces. Then Wick told me, your woman is woman, love the creation. It all came from God, then you was my confirmation. I came to where you reside and looked around and see more sights for sore eyes. Let the will Lynch theory reverse a million times with
complexion.
Two steps.
Complexion don't mean a thing.
It's a solo vibe.
Ooh, complexion.
Two steps.
It all feels the same.
It's a solo vibe.
Ain't talking woo-ha. Need a paradox for the paradox. They tutored like two tides. LL, you lose 2 times. If you don't see, you're beautiful and you're.
complexion. It ain't complex to put it in context. Find the air beneath the kite, that's the context. Yeah, baby, I'm conscious. Ain't no contest. If you like it, I love it. All your earth tones been blessed. Ain't no stress, jigaboos wanna be. I ain't talking J, mm-mm, I ain't talking B. I'm talking days we got school watching movie screens. And spike your self-esteem, the new James Bond gonna be black as me. Black as brown hazelnut, cinnamon, black tea. And it's all beautiful to me. Call your brothers magnificent, call all the sisters queens. We all on the same team, blues and pyrus, no colors ain't a thing.